But then I fell down the rabbit hole, got more into the death metal stuff and whatnot, and then started this band when I was, shoot, I think I was like, what, 15 or 14?
Oh, my God.
I think 14, 15, something like that. Went through a couple of guitarists, went through, you know, just trying to find people and whatnot. Now we're doing pretty good, pretty solid. We're playing shows left, right, and center almost. We have some possible plans for the summer of next year, which are going to be pretty, pretty cool, eh?
Yeah.
Jesus. That's right, Jim.
Big plans.
That was the longest. That was the longest waiting time for affirmation I ever heard in my life.
3 to 5 business days. Like what?
I had to really think of it, and you know what? I'm right. It is going to be awesome.
Are you allowed to give it away, or is that? Did you sign an NDA or something?
I mean, we didn't sign an NDA, but involves multiple shows across this country, possibly whatnot. Yeah,
magnificent.
Beneath us. No.
Very possibly, very odd.
Take it day by day.
Slight. Take it day by day.
Okay.
But, you know.
With our friends to
hopefully
the south.
And whatnot.
Might want to wait until at least after the midterms, maybe.
Yeah, probably.
That's great advice. Thank you for that. Yeah. All right. And so the current formation has been how long together, roughly?
Oh.
1 whole year.
Yeah, 1 whole year about that, yeah. Yeah, I think it's about a year, yeah.
It's like just having its birthday.
It's been 1 long year. It's been 1 hell of a year.
1 long albumless year.
Yeah, 1 long albumless year. Got a lot of delays with that stuff, but hey, with that at least, all we got to record now is just 2 more guitar tracks and 2 guitar solos, and then we're done that album. It's coming down the pipeline sometime soon.
Completely on your own? Like, are you doing...
Oh, yeah.
From scratch, all from beginning to end, it's all you're
yep.
making it?
Wow, yep, okay. Yep. We got a $200 mixing board off Amazon. We got my Presonus audio interface. We got my MacBook. Set that stuff up and whatnot, and I went to SAE for a little while, but I also have experience just screwing around and finding out with mixing stuff. I mean, hey, I think it sounds pretty good for a budget of like $400. I mean, those drums sound pretty good for $400.
I'm going to edit that. I'm going to put $40,000.
$40,000. I wish I saw that amount of money.
$40,000. Yes, exactly.
Pew, pew, pew.
That's pretty cool.
With the current incarnation of you, like, has it been, is the influence of all the newer members changed things much? Or are you guys, is it kind of, are you a one-man operation?
Definitely. I mean, you're not going to see a whole lot on this first album, because the majority of this first album was written, majority by me. But for the second album, this man over here, he's been cooking up some serious, serious riffs, like... Yeah.
Can't Hello, wait for I'm that goulash.
He's the other man. That's Sea Dog.
I am the other man.
He's been cooking on some serious riffs and whatnot. And, you know, this next album, we're going to have, like, some black metal stuff. We're going to have some very technical death metal stuff. We're going to have some really weird stuff. It's going to be not weird stuff. We're not going to...
It's going to be ball crushing.
It's going to be ball crushing.
It's just stepping on.
Weird in a good way. Weird in a good way.
Yeah, weird in a good way. And, like, you're just into it, you know. It's like, yeah... There's something in your tooth, but you like the way it hurts, you know? Just something. Mm.
It's a black tooth grin.
Black tooth grin.
Well, that's pretty good.
Black tooth grin.
It's pretty good, yeah. We can't wait to hear the first one, and then, of course...
Well, I'm sold.
The second one.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Okay, so who want to go next? Does it matter?
Let's do it. Yeah, okay. You do it.
Let's see. The formation of Necronado... it started out there was three guys, Zach, Alvaro, and Gonzalo, and they were just jamming on their own, going over the whole SOD, Speak English or Die album, just covering that just for fun. And
I want some milk.
Yeah,
my coffee grows cold.
Yeah, Kill Yourself, another classic. And then they put out a Craigslist ad for a singer. And because they had some originals, and I answered that Craigslist ad, and that was August of or no, April of 2023. And yeah, and so I was the last one to join, and then and that, they were keen on keeping it like crossover thrash. They were like big fans of DRI and Corrosion of Conformity and The Accused, and but of course, like, you know, classic Sepultura and Anthrax and all that kind of stuff.
Suicidal tendencies.
Definitely suicidal tendencies. And there's no ignoring Slayer, of course. And even though my proclivities I wasn't coming in as much with crossover thrash. I was definitely more into like Teutonic stuff, Creator, and things like that. Take what you can get, and it ended up being awesome. And we've made two EPs. Our guitar player Gonzalo, who was one of the half guitar writing team, he had to move to England to be for his family and a new job, and so our bass player Zach stepped up to guitar, and then through work, I work in video games as a music composer, making video game music. But the audio designer and game developer Jamie here, who is also an incredible musician and guitar player at first, but I said we need a bass player, and then you took up the mantle.
When I first saw you guys play at the Lido, I messaged you that day and was like, hey, let me join you, and you just ignored me.
Yeah, probably.
And then
playing
you
hard
came
to
back
get
being like, oh, well, hey, you did,
who is this plebeian? Yeah.
You didn't say please. Yeah, you just say let me join you, or is it please?
It's true, yeah.
Yeah.
I could have been kinder to you, but
I could have been more respectful. But
that's what we're here for.
When I need something, then I reach out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Jamie's, you've been with the band for like about a year?
Year and a half,
yeah. And now we're in the same position where our guitar player, Zach, he's moving up to Powell River. And so this show on Saturday is going to be a last show with Zach. And he was one of the other main songwriters, too. So it's going to be interesting what happens next. The plan is right now Jamie's going to take over guitar, so this is following the tradition of bass players moving up to
getting
guitar.
An upgrade, eh?
Yeah. Yeah.
At least there's promotions on this band.
Gaining respect as it goes on.
And then the bass player is to be determined, but we got a few ideas. And but I got a whole bunch of songs brewing up, and they will still stay true to the form, just because that's the foundation of Necronauta, and we still got Alvaro on drums, and he keeps us pure.
He'll never leave.
No, he's
dun dun dun.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. Based on my experience, the trouble always starts with the drummer. As soon as they leave, it all just comes apart.
Yeah,
so you got to keep an eye on that.
Finding a drummer, just in general. I mean,
happy.
Holy crap,
just
man.
Enough.
Yeah.
But also, yeah, it's the other thing with thrash too, is like you gotta have a good drummer. Yeah. Everything else can like fall apart, kind of. But if your drummer's no good,
the drummer is the crux.
Yeah.
Whole foundation.
Yeah, and also, Cruiser, you can speak to this too. The recording we've done in the past, up until this recent single that Jamie took over, but all the recording we some of the recording we done was with Michael Kroschauer.
Yes.
At
shout out to
Little
Red Studios.
Yeah.
We love you, Mike.
Yeah, great spot that a lot of local metal bands have gone to. So, anyway, I think that's enough of mine.
There's also a really kick-ass bookstore right next door. Orange Crush, Velvet and Vintage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they had a Death Angel hat.
Really?
In there, a meshback Death Angel hat. They were selling for a little too much money.
Yeah. All right, and now
because it's you kind of started the band. I came in a little later.
Yeah, so around summer 2019, I decided to start a metal band, and so with our drummer Alex Gain, we just started jamming at his house, and realized that we were making some pretty good tunes at the time, and at least for our enjoyment. And slowly but surely, we found others that wanted to play with us. We got Nico Maraftab, who I've been in a band with before. We've used to play in a band called 13th Prophet.
I remember that.
Which is very, very underground when we're in high school. But
I still have a poster from high school from one of your guys' shows, actually.
It was, but with that band, I played bass. But for a good chunk of my 20s, I just focused on guitar and tried to learn how to be a songwriter and learn how to write with my own style. And then with, getting my buddy Nico on guitar, and then we had another bass player named Bear, but he had to bow out. We have Esteban Lelouf, and then, of course, Eric here. He was a very big addition. We found him. We actually went to see you with
Medieval.
Medieval play for at the Wise with Iron Kingdom, and Alex, who knew you more in high school, knew about you more.
I knew all you guys from high school.
Yeah, he was a little bit younger than us. We graduated, or at least I graduated before he came, but we just really enjoyed his vocals
You guys have known each other since like teenage
so
years?
Almost the whole band has known each other since 2005.
We all went to the same high school.
Oh, wow.
I think Ben was already graduated by the time I went, but I knew Alex because he was like a grade or two above me.
Yep.
And I knew Esteban as well.
Yeah. And so we've just known each other for years, and Nico and I, we graduated in the same year, and so when it comes to writing, a lot of it just is, I know it sounds corny, but it kind of comes from the heart a bit, and it stems from a lot of the music that I enjoy listening to. Like bands like Arch Enemy.
There's a lot of Melodeath in the right. Like I can hear it.
I left, like, one of my more favorite metal bands is Killswitch Engage. So when it comes to writing like tunes, I like to add that melodic style, which it's cool. But when I was thinking of finding a vocalist, it took us a while because, like, all through the dark years, we were just jamming at in this one studio for like a while, but it was just the four of us. And when we found Eric, I think that's when our sound kind of started coming, because he had like a lot of good ideas. Like, all of us have really nice ideas that we can meld together, and a lot of the tunes originated from myself, but with us coming together, we're able to like tweak and find new or stuff that we like to add into.
Also, you're forgetting that when you guys play live, your sneaker game is on point. you guys have the shiniest, most beautiful high tops I've seen.
We just like you guys focusing on our toes and our feet.
Yeah. Yes,
I used to have those nice red Air Jordans, but they were just killing my feet because I have like no arch support whatsoever. So now I wear Vessies on stage. I wear these nice blue Vessies. So, not exactly thrash, but they look pretty. I like them.
It's local.
Yeah.
There you go.
And comfortable, I'm sure. Exactly. So there you go.
But so we have like a 5-song EP out right now. We are in the works of wanting to do another either EP or an LP. And some of the songs that we're going to have on that, we do play live.
Yeah, we're already playing them live.
Unrecorded, but one of which is Machinado.
Which a lot of like, tornado analogy.
We got a tornado of death. Machinado.
And then another one is it's called Blue Collar Nightmare, which
it's about the plight of the working class. Pretty relatable.
Yeah, it's time to get some politics.
A lot of new stuff coming down the pipeline too.
You couldn't wait a full hour to mention that. It's only 43 minutes in.
What, the politics?
Exactly.
It's thrash metal. It's all about politics, or some of it at least.
Yeah, so, but growing up, I've listened to some
different... I'm anti-zombie apocalypse. That's my stance.
Staunchly anti-zombie.
Yeah, so, it's just, with all of us in the band, we have such a, wide variety of music taste, but we, I think we like to stem towards the thrash music, but add different, we were talking about, like, subgenres and stuff into it that just keeps it kind of a little bit different.
Like, Pit Viper is very hair metal coming.
Yeah, like that, and then, but we can go from, like, Pit Viper to, like, a song like Fire, which is, like, more, I guess, modern.
Raging Fire,
And with the newer songs, I when it comes to the creativity aspect, I try not to put myself too much in a box, but it all does stem from like that thrash roots of like playing something fast and and melodic at the same time and crushing and just if we like it, that's what we really enjoy, and then when the listener enjoys it too, that makes us feel that much better because it's just
good time all around.
Absolutely.
I just want to say my heavy metal journey also started with a Motley Crue concert.
Hell yeah. Nice.
That was my first concert.
Yeah, mine too, actually. Unless you count an it's acoustic Avril Lavigne show, which I don't technically count that.
Yeah, I wouldn't really consider that all that much.
But yeah, I grew up listening to hard rock and metal in the car with my mom, listening to the radio.
Yep, so exact same story.
We went to an Aerosmith and Motley Crue concert back in like 2006, I want to say. And I went to go see Aerosmith, but Motley Crue totally blew them out of the water. So ever since then, I was a diehard metal fan. And of course, like everyone else, my tastes got heavier and heavier and heavier and started listening to Metallica and Slayer. And the band that really did it for me and really got me into extreme metal was actually a black metal band of all things, a band called Bathory. Fucking love Bathory.
Dude,
rest
that's
in peace.
Same thing with me, man.
Dude, Bathory.
Dude, Bathory is what fucking got me into like the harder shit.
Oh, dude, under
like
the sign Bathory of
and.
Mark.
Oh, dude, oh, fuck yeah.
Yes. It's a tie between that album and The Return.
For me, it was The Return. I don't know. I really liked the low quality, just really raw.
I like how the music is so sloppy that you can't keep track of the drums. Like you keep hitting the snare on the one, even though it's supposed to be like a backbeat.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that kind of hellish production.
That like immature, like really like you know.
I think Bloodfire Death is their like objectively best album though. But personally I like Under the Sign.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, for me I still think The Return is like my all-time favorite.
Yeah,
really
the production
really like
is
that
a little
one.
Bit too polished on Bloodfire Death.
Yeah, Bloodfire Death.
It still sounds like it was recorded
much.
In a garage.
Yeah. Like the drum machine definitely kind of like throws it off a little bit, I would say,
on
that.
What are you talking about? That's Kothar on drums.
Oh, Kothar.
On bass.
Oh, fourth.
Totally,
yes, I forgot about
totally
that.
They're totally real people, guys. It's not just Korthon making shit up.
Korthon like, creating fucking variants of himself.
Like theses on. Like they're like so integral. Yeah. Like there's probably people who have doctorates on like the Bathory.
Yeah. There's actually a Bathory biography book that's all in Swedish that I want to get a copy of. It hasn't been translated to English yet.
You know what would be really cool? Korthon Pokemon cards or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like you see all those photos of him in like his like typical like very 80s clothes and whatnot, like in all that leather.
The little
and, like,
black short shorts.
Yeah, the little black short shorts and like the crop top. Dude, this guy came to our shows with a crop top. He came with a crop top on, and I was just
hot.
Like,
sex appeal.
It's all about the sex appeal. Yeah.
Okay, Jack, you got the leather. Somehow. You adorn the leather pants every time. Or is it the summertime that you're going to take a break?
Well. I've donned them a couple times. The last time,
chapless.
I think last show I played with jeans, eh?
Oh yeah. God!
Yeah, jeans. You poor soul. I mean, the first couple times I played with leather pants, there was so much sweat.
I'm sorry to cut you guys, but we need to play some music.
Yeah, let's play some more metal.
The audience can smell what he's
talking about. Stop talking about
exactly. So we're gonna play a few more tunes and we'll be right back. Really? This is very interesting. Don't get me wrong, but you know, we're not a talk show, we're a metal show.
Metal show.
So
metal
let's
talk.
Do a little exactly. Yeah. Welcome to Metal Talk.
Like
so let's do both. Anyway, a little bit of music and we'll be back here at the Metal Meltdown. We'll be right back.
Just makes your crisis mission in your crusade to decimate.
Welcome back to the Metal Meltdown. I am your humble host, El Dr. Misterio. And of course, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live.